How to become a trainer. To give you all you need to know in the first paragraph, stick a cheap LCD interval timer on your customer's belt. There are interval timer applications for phones, but the simpler the better. Let the phone take care of the music. Always remind them to keep increasing their activity period and shortening their rest until finally they don't have to rest anymore. For bigger muscles, slowly increase dumbbell weight. For more fat burning, find faster songs to work out to and remind them to hit every beat. Set the concepts of interval training aside. Don't worry about the books and all the different training programs. You don't want to confuse your customers with fad diets or strange new training programs that rely on ineffective things that just happen to require a purchase. You need to give them a permanent lifestyle change that is both wise and pleasant. If all you have is a minute, and all they want is a trick, give them a life-changing audiobook, maybe about health or adventure or ultramarathons or walking the Appalachian Trail. If they are in danger of obesity, and if all you have is 10 seconds and you know that they only want 5 seconds of life-changing advice, tell them that there are no obese elderly and to cut off all the plugs from their kitchen appliances. On a slightly more serious note, all you need is a timer that with great mathematical precision beeps, or better yet, vibrates when to work out and when to rest. The workout period may be as short as 15 seconds at first, so be careful and be very respectful of what your customer's body is capable of. If you push someone too much, they may become discouraged and stop their training altogether. And that can potentially end up costing them decades of their life. Fitness-oriented lifestyles truly do extend life. If you are forced into building up a class at the lowest common denominator speed, that's pretty much fraud. I'm sorry, but it is not worth the money or the paycheck. You are just tricking people into pointless workouts that never increase their endurance. Everyone must move at their own speed. We are all unique and our bodies have different requirements. So people will start with different activity periods, with different rest periods, and they all have to increase them by different values to stay in that range of not being overwhelmed, of not needing to stop, and still continuing to increase endurance. It is very important that as soon as you can, you ask your customer to pick a song or a playlist at a slow enough speed to hit every beat during their activity period, as indicated by their interval timer. They must be precise, and you can use a free program like Audacity to speed up or slow down songs. The job of a trainer is mostly teaching the person how to take care of themselves. But don't just talk about interval timers. Configure and clip one on their belt. You will have to buy it. I once had a cheap one for $11 and it was perfect. So it's not a big deal. I recommend that the initial training is actually bicycling. And on a $200 fat tire bike without any bells and whistles that can break. Fat tire bikes are most stable and it's hard to fall from them. For obese individuals, walking and fast walking is a good start, But you must, you have to, you must never forget to tell them that under all that fat is already an athlete. Carrying all that weight builds muscle. So all they need to do is burn up the fat and they're a bodybuilder. As they start losing weight, they may wish to take their walks to over 10 or 15 miles per day. And then maybe, perhaps, you could encourage them to walk some stretch of the Appalachian Trail, which is extremely beautiful. Here, the lifestyle change will be even easier than cutting off plugs from all the kitchen appliances, especially if they are still plugged in. As soon as ready, jump into the Couch to 5K program with them, or something similar, which is basically a kind of an interval timer approach to jogging. It is not that different in theory of operation than lifting light dumbbells on a timer. But if that gets boring, or if the person jogs already, or if they were disappointed with jogging, then doing a kind of a dance-like activity with 3 or 5 pound dumbbells at first, under the reliable roof of a gym where it never rains, is much, much better for heavy individuals. To protect their knees, replace jogging with walking upstairs and then running on soft ground, always on soft ground. Heavy individuals must never, ever jog on concrete. The final, now life-changing, routine should consist of a mix of shuffle dancing or cutting shapes and jogging. It should be up to your customer if they wish to take a day or two off, but never 3. To set a greater aim, ask them to avoid marathons and triathlons, and really any activity that comes with an award or medal. Once a prize is involved, they run in the danger of terminating their own training, because where there is reward, oh, there will be cheaters. And they are going to win. They will triumph, though at the cost of shortening their lifespan due to their crazy drug use. Help your customer to silent ultramarathons that no one but their family and friends will know about. Tell them that the only sports rewards that matter is the night sky during ultramarathons or long-distance adventures, becoming strong and wise, and living a cheerful and healthy life.